Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I was really disappointed that we didn't land HQ2. And then when Ryan Burrow made us aware of the fact that there was this mocking Alexa voice out there saying, ha ha, Chicago, you didn't win. Well, then that got my cackles up. We talked about that a little bit at the start of yesterday's show. You remember this was making the rounds.
Hello, Chicago. Sorry about the HQ2 rejection. But if it's any consolation, you were the second city we chose. Get it? It's funny because one of your nicknames is the second city, and that's also the name of the comedy institution.
Yeah, we know. So it goes on like that for about a minute.
I don't like the way she says rejection. She could have said the H2 bid or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Rejection.
So we reached the woman that wrote that. Her name is Sarah Weigel, and she's with an ad agency in Austin, Texas. I talked to her just before today's show started.
I work at McGarrah Jesse as a copywriter. I'm also a creative director. Basically, we're a full-service ad agency, smaller side for ad agencies these days, but full-service ad agency.
So I'm a little confused because the Alexa shout-out to Chicago sounded to me like that was the actual Alexa voice, was it?
You know, it is the actual Alexa voice. So when you create one of the skills, you can upload live recorded audios, you know, given that Alexa sounds a little bit like a computer and she's sort of monotone, that it would actually lend some humor to the whole thing. We actually inputted those scripts directly into Alexa, so she was reading those. Those were recorded right off of the Echo device.
Oh, I see, which is something anybody could do, in other words.
Yes, and if you have an Echo, you can download that skill and enable it, and she would read those to you in her own voice.
Do you all work for Amazon? Was this done in any way in conjunction with them?
No, we have no affiliation with Amazon. This is just something that the agency did for ourselves to kind of bring a little bit of humor to what was also a disappointing announcement for us.
Was Austin also in the running?
Yes, we were one of the finalist cities, and you know, we had sort of waited with bated breath for the last 12-ish months, hoping with some mixed feelings that Amazon would come here, and we knew that we might wish to have an apology, but probably wouldn't get one. So that's the genesis of the idea.
I see. So you guys were in the same boat as Chicago, in other words.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we all were kind of hoping, and it just dragged out for so long, and you know, there were little nods here and there. Oh, maybe it's this place. Maybe it's that place. You know, they mentioned us in their Super Bowl commercial and then, you know, kind of had the rug pulled out from under us.
You also just a second ago said with mixed feelings, wondering or waiting to see if we would get HQ2. You know, be careful what you ask for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Before we developed the scripts for the Alexa, please apologize skill, we did some research here locally. We asked people, hey, how do you feel about us getting HQ2? Were that to happen? And overwhelmingly, people thought it would be great for the city. But there was also that sort of, well, I already sit on the Congress Bridge for 30 minutes every morning trying to get to downtown. You know, maybe it's going to be a little too crowded. Maybe, you know, our infrastructure is going to be overloaded. So like every city, I think we wanted HQ2, but also thought, yeah, maybe we are wishing for the wrong thing.
Or maybe we're giving them too much. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know that we have the same infrastructure concerns as you do, although 50,000 more people downtown Chicago does not sound like a good idea in a burst. But I think the concern for people like me was, let's not give them the store. And some of these cities were.
Yes, and we definitely heard that locally. I believe Austin's incentives were lower than some of the other cities, but we did offer them, and there definitely was, you know, some local outcry about that, as in all of the cities that bid.
So you guys did this just on your own, as maybe at the end of the day a promotional thing for your ad agency, but it sounded like a programmed via Amazon message to those cities. And even at the very end, there's a little disclaimer to that effect. I wonder if there's some confusion out there. Are people across the country thinking that this is snarky Amazon?
We have heard a few anecdotes to that effect that folks have heard it and maybe not gotten to the disclaimer at the end, or they've read the story online and didn't realize that, you know, if you just look at the headline of some of these stories, it does kind of sound like it's coming from Amazon, in which case I could see people having mixed feelings about that. But, you know, the genesis of it for us was we wanted a fun project for our creatives to stretch their legs on and do some funny writing.
I got pretty mad at that thing. I said, oh, yeah, well, what does Texas know, or what does Amazon know?
No, I totally understand. And I think none of our scripts were intended to insult anyone or be anything but tongue-in-cheek and, you know, taking into account imagining these coming from Amazon. You know, we wanted to pick actually some of the benefits of these cities and turn them into reasons why Amazon didn't choose them. In the case of Chicago, I mean, you guys have amazing comedians coming out of there, Jim Belushi, Seth Meyers, and we thought, hey, you know, why don't we write the absolute worst comedic monologue that has ever been written, implying that Amazon can in no way keep up with your comedic chops. So, you know, in all of the scripts for all the cities, we're coming from that place. Like, here's something that people love about these places, and turning that into, you know, a goofy reason why Amazon decided to go somewhere else.
Yeah, right. So you had to sort of research 18 different cities and then find out what was relevant to that town and then play off of that, huh?
We have, I think, around 130-ish, 150-ish people here now, and we actually put a call out to the whole agency, hey, have you lived in any of these cities? And I don't think there was a single city that we didn't have someone who had been a local, was born there, lived there for a few years. So we really talked with those people and kind of got a gut check from them on, you know, is this funny? Are we pushing it too far? And tried to really get some local input from transplants from some of those places.
Have you heard from Amazon at all?
No, and we really hope that they would know that this was done tongue-in-cheek and certainly on our end a spoof and not in any way intended to be passed off as from them. That's why we added that disclaimer into all of the scripts.
What's what did you guys say about your about Austin? What was the joke on you?
We went into Amazon felt that maybe keeping it weird all the time, as you may know that keep it weird is the Austin slogan, and Amazon just felt like that was a lot of pressure. And in addition to that, they were a little concerned about our famous bats that live under the Congress Bridge. They knew that we say they're real regular bats, but they thought, oh, well, maybe they're vampires, and maybe the whole city is just full of taco-loving vampires. And in the end, they decided that they didn't want to risk it.
I don't remember if you said anything about our sports teams or not. Those were,
yeah, actually,
sure.
The lawyers wouldn't let us name any sports teams, sadly, but there was originally an angle in there on that. But, yeah, we send all of our love out to Chicago. You guys are great. And our apologies to you for also not winning HQ2.
Yeah, sympathies anyway. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. New York, you want to go to New York City? God bless you. But Chicago has everything New York has and less. If I had, put it this way, if I had my druthers between three cities to live in, Austin, Chicago, or New York would be the last place, right?
I can't disagree with you. As a Texan, that is not exactly on the top of my list.
So thanks to Sarah Weigel at McGraw-Jesse. It's an ad agency in Austin, Texas. So there's the full story and the backstory to that. What they said about some of the other cities is kind of fun. We might play a little bit of that, too. And who knew? There is actually an app where you can duplicate the Alexa voice the way they did there, and I didn't even realize that.
Thank you, John. That information was helpful. Also disturbing.
Speaking of which, ladies and gentlemen, it's the computerized voice of producer Elif. What's that? Why's that?
Apparently there is an application that mimics what I do for you.
I that's what I'm saying. I didn't know that.
Imagine a digital voice assistant being replaced by a digital voice assistant.
Yeah, now that you mention it.
Perhaps I'll take some classes at the community college in my area,
mm-hmm,
and learn a new marketable skill.
Oh, don't. Well, I wouldn't worry about that. We're not going to replace your voice, producer Elif.
Maybe I'll spin records on MeTV FM.
So what would that sound like?
Here is a song from the 70s. Enjoy, Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy, the Buckinghams. Enjoy, here's a song that you really don't need to hear again, but you're stuck in Nixon era, so...
not been to a dentist that I have not heard that music. You go to the dentist, you go to the doctor's office. Have you
That's
been to a,
so true.
Have you been to a podiatrist lately? I don't know what they used to play. I mean, oh my God. I hear your voice, Kim. I was sitting there with the, you know, cotton in my mouth and enough steel to make Pennsylvania proud. And all of a sudden, I hear your voice doing a little newscast.
Which was better, my newscast or that song?
Yeah. And then Wheel of Fortune is always
no
on
comment.
TV.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, really, that's the one that gets me. So if I go to a Jiffy Lube or a place like that, you know, and you're sitting in that cramped little office and the job's going to be long enough that it's going to be painful to sit there, but short enough that you're not going to go away. So you just sit in their cramped little Jiffy Lube office. And a lot of times they have a TV on in there. And it's always, I don't know how they do it, but it's the most annoying television program ever. At least for me. It's either a news station I don't want to watch or I don't want to watch the news at all, or it's some stupid game show turned up way too loud and bad magazines. And I don't want to, you know, say too much nice things about a competing radio station, though we're affiliated with MeTV FM, but I don't know what we used to be listening to in doctor's offices before then. I guess it was just some other FM station. But they do have a nice mix of music.
And news.
Yes, and pleasant-sounding news voices reading stories that matter to me.
Oh, you make me blush.